A University of Washington psychologist who's doing groundbreaking research on transgender kids has been awarded a $1 million grant from the National Science Foundation. UW Professor Christina Olson studies how children perceive the world. She founded the Trans Youth Project.
The Trans Youth Project is our large national longitudinal study about kids who have socially transitioned and are living as their gender identity in everyday life. We're following a cohort of about 300 of them for 20 years.
It's the first large-scale study of transgender children who were between 3 and 12 years of age when they first joined.
Our goal is to understand what their development looks like in terms of what their gender looks like and their mental health. Because this is the first cohort that's socially transitioning so early, we want to be able to follow these kind of like pioneers of gender development to see what we can learn about everyone's gender development.
Now, you're about 5 years into this, I understand.
Yes, this is the fifth year.
So far, up to this point, what have you learned from this research that may have taken you by surprise?
I think what is surprising to me is really how much this cohort of transgender kids looks like every other kid. So I think we started out thinking, well, you know, transgender adults and adolescents have really different life experiences. They often, unfortunately, have very high rates of anxiety and depression. And so we thought we might see some of that in our young transitioned kids as well.
But that's not the case?
No, that's not the case. We found that our transgender kids have really good mental health. They look just like all their other peers who aren't transgender, and they have gender development that looks completely average or typical for any other kid who shares their gender, just looks very different than what we might have expected based on their sex at birth.
And what do you attribute this to?
I mean, there's a lot of things that are really unique about our cohort of kids. The most obvious one being that these are some of the first kids to actually be living as their gender in everyday life. That means they, you know, maybe change their hairstyles, their clothing, and the pronouns they use in everyday life. That's the biggest difference between them and other transgender people, that they're doing this kind of having this intervention so early in development. But also our kids are unique in that they have families who support these identities really early. They have families who seek resources. You know, some of the families have moved because of their kids' identity to a kind of more supportive community. So they're unique in a lot of ways. But I think what's really interesting is how much it shows that these young people can be transgender and be doing quite well, which before this literature, that really didn't exist in the literature.
Well, as you mentioned, this project is the first of its kind. Can you give us the bigger picture here? What are you ultimately hoping to learn from this project?
In this project, what we're really interested in understanding is kind of where the concept of gender identity comes from in the first place. So in my work in general, the kind of questions that guide it have to do with how a kid looks out into the world and sees the social categories, be they gender, race, or other kinds of categories, and how it is that they figure out their place within those social categories. So how is it that they figure out what matters in the world and which group they fall into? They could take clues from the people they see around them, the way that their culture determines what categories are emphasized and which are excluded. And then they have to go about the process to decide, like, which one am I in? Which group seems right to me? How do I see myself in comparison to the other people around me? And I think this is kind of one project that exemplifies that broader goal of the work in my lab.
And why do you think that's important?
I think it's important because I think that dividing the world into categories is what we as humans have a tendency to do. And it tends to drive a lot of the good and bad behaviors that we see in people, right? So everything from, you know, trade wars to civil wars to intergroup negotiations in a team, those all have to do with the fact that we have this tendency to divide the world into us and them. And I think that coming to understand where that comes from and how young children think about that is really important to basically every conflict that involves more than two people in the world.
Christina Olson is Associate Professor of Psychology at the University of Washington, and she directs the Trans Youth Project. Christina, thank you.
Thanks.
And today, Olson was honored with the National Science Foundation's Waterman Award, which includes a $1 million grant for research. It's the government's highest honor for scientists under the age of 40. Olson says she'll use the funding to expand the Trans Youth Project. She also wants to establish a mentorship program for LGBTQ students and others who are underrepresented in the field of science.